is returning to Illinois and the Chicago area Friday, May 1st. Very excited about that, but I'm not exactly sure what that means. You know who does have a really good idea of what all of this means? Vince Pellegrino from the Western Golf Association. Thank you so much, Vince, for being with us. What can we expect out there, do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think everybody's excited about it. You know, the weather is starting to at least, you know, we're expected it to get better. And I think people are excited just to get out and play the sport we all love. I think what you can expect is a lot less people out on the golf course, a lot less amenities. So, for instance, you know, May 1st, we're going to have, you know, just twosomes out there are going to be allowed to play and really play every 15 minutes between tee times. You know, anywhere, normally it's anywhere between 12 to 13 minutes intervals, even less if it is twosomes. This is going to give people some good spacing out there. Probably speed up rounds, to tell you the truth. But, you know, if you look at it, that's eight people every hour on the golf course.
And, yeah.
So
that's great.
It's good. It's better than nothing.
Yeah. It's almost like a professional event, except those guys are always making each other wait. Can you take a cart, but it has to be one person per cart if you're not in the same household? How does that whole thing work?
Yeah. So, you know, they're not allowing golf carts right now. So, you know, whether it's owned by yourself or privately owned, they're not allowing golf carts, at least here in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring your own pull cart. But they're not allowing any rental pull carts as of right now. And I got to imagine some of these rules will change and evolve as we get further in the process. This is just the start. But I think everybody's just being overly cautious right now, which is a good thing.
I know one of the questions that Kevin and I have had this entire time is, what are we shooting at as we approach the green? Is there going to be a pin with a flag? What is there?
Yeah, there is. And so they're going to have flag sticks in the hole. But really, to kind of minimize, I guess, you know, touching, they're not going to allow you to take the flag stick out. A lot of clubs, and I've seen some really, really neat ideas out on the internet of what to do, how to get your ball out of the hole. But I think the most common thing is for clubs to put cut up little sections of pool floaties and put it in the bottom. So your ball doesn't go all the way to the bottom of the cup. It kind of rests inside there, so you can easily grab it out. So obviously, minimize, you know, contact.
Right. If you hit it, it goes, right? I mean, it counts. This is the ultimate gimme situation. Just imagine. Are we actually, speaking of that, are we going to be able to keep score for handicap during this?
You know, that's one question I think I need to leave up to the Chicago District Golf Association.
Yeah,
but I got to imagine that you weren't playing by all the rules before.
Hey, what the hell? What is he doing? Not in public, Vince. Please don't say that. Do we... It is great, though. People do definitely want to get outside and want to take part in this again. At the Western Golf Association, how badly is this hitting the business of golf?
Well, I think in a couple areas. You know, obviously, the Western Golf Association administers the Evan Scowers Foundation. So I think, you know, we can't lose sight of how this affects charities, all charities. But golf in particular, as you talk about golf and caddying, you know, we're trying to figure out and put together a playbook, so to speak, for clubs to have caddies out there to help the game. I mean, caddying is an incredible summer job. It certainly builds character in young people. And we'd love to get them out there, but we want to make sure that it's a safe environment. And so we're putting together a playbook, so to speak, you know, for clubs that they can make sure that it is safe for caddies to get out there. And whether it's for caddying or just raking bunkers, you know, with their own rake that they have for the whole entire round. You know, so we're making sure that we can, you know, get kids out there in a safe environment ultimately when we can. So caddying is certainly going to be affected at you know, private clubs and elsewhere.
Yeah.
But also, you know, we run championships as well. That's kind of the other side of the business for us. And, you know, our championship schedule has been affected already. You know, we're running a Corn Ferry Tour event that was at the Glen Club in coming up here, and that has been postponed to later this year. So we already had one event affected. We have our Western Junior Championship, Western Amateur. We're still trying to figure that out, but, you know, obviously our flagship event, the BMW Championship, that is expected to be played at the Olympia Fields later this year. You know, there's a lot of obstacles still ahead of us.
Well, when you say obstacles ahead of you, do you mean it's unlikely to happen, kind of likely to happen? Where are we?
No, I mean, we're anticipating hosting the championship. So we moved back a week. So we're late August 25th through 30th. They will start playing events. in mid-June, starting in Fort Worth. And those events, the first four events, will be TV only. So we won't have any spectators out there.
Right.
And I think, you know, for us, we do anticipate having spectators. I think we're just trying to figure out what does that look like, and how does that, you know, change from, you know, our typical BMW championship with skyboxes and seating and chalets and, and you know, 130,000 people for the week. You know,
and all
what
the
do
corporate
we do?
Stuff too, right? The corporate money. I mean, that's huge to the game.
No question. It's not just, you know, huge for the game, but all PGA Tour events impact charity. So, you know, this event is extremely important for us to raise the kind of money that we do for the Evan Scholars Foundation to send, you know, deserving caddies to college on full tuition and housing scholarships. So, you know, we anticipate playing the championship, but it's probably going to look different. I think we'd be naive to think that it wouldn't look different, but we're just trying to figure out what that looks like at this point.
More power to you, Vince. That's all I want to say. Whatever you can do, I am leaving it up to you to make sure that the golf season and the tournament season starts up as soon as possible. And everybody stay safe, obviously. We want to make sure that we don't ever not take this threat as seriously as we should, because it is a very serious threat. But we all are trying to get back to some form of normalcy here.
Yeah, it's a good first step, and we're encouraged by it. And again, I think, you know, everybody's taking the proper precautions, but you're right. This all is serious, and it's having a tremendous impact on, you know, not just, you know, charities, golf tournaments, but let's you know, that obviously there's bigger issues out there right now. This is just one thing that may put a smile on your face starting May 1st.
Vince Pellegrino, Western Golf Association, thanks so much for being with us.